I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules Season 18 Finale After Show. Guys, I can't believe we've made it here. It flew by this season. I don't know.
It did.
It's bittersweet, isn't it?
Literally, I was sad at the end of the episode. Like, when it was, like, when they were playing the song in, like, slow motion, I was like, it's
so... Oh, my God. I'm on my period, and I freaking cried. I was literally like, oh, look at their friendship. Is it over?
Yeah.
I was crying, too. I mean, there was just, like, multiple friendships ending. It was a lot going on. I think, in my opinion, I mean, I don't really remember, but I feel like this is the most, like, dramatic reunion, or not reunion, we haven't gotten there yet, most dramatic finale we've had. Like, there's so many things that are left unanswered. That was my sort of take on the finale. Jane, what did you think?
It was a total cliffhanger in terms of, like, are we even gonna have a season 9? I have theories that I'll get to later. I think it will exist, but I mean, these friendships are donezo, which is a way of donezo. It was sad. I didn't cry, I will say, because, you know, maybe if it was a week later and I was on my period, I would have cried, but I didn't. But man, truly bittersweet.
Katie?
It was a great episode. So much happened. It was about as busy as my brain at freaking 2 a.m. I was like, there's a lot going on. I have a lot of feelings about stuff. I have a lot of feelings about Jax. I just, I'll wait until you, like, throw it into all of the topics, but overall it was a really great episode, and I'm sad because this is, like, my favorite show. I'm really going to miss you guys and, like, seeing you guys every week, and it sucks that we had to finish it off, like, in our homes, and we can't go to Tom Tom and celebrate, but we will whenever you, like, when it opens back up. But, like, I love you guys, so I'm, like, sad. Watch me cry today.
Don't make me cry right now. Drelson, please say something.
No, I know. I was sad too. This honestly is my favorite show. Week after week, Vanderpump Rules is my favorite. It's, like, really the only show that has me, like, speaking out at the TV. Like, even today when Stassi threw the home shade and I turned to my fiance and I was like, what? She called their house a farmhouse? He was like, babe, you're the only one in here right now who cares. I'm like, whatever. But, like, the show just pulls so much emotion out of me. And it reminded me, like, this season even reminded me, like, say this was your first time watching the show. It's like, oh my gosh, I have to go back and watch the other seasons. I have to know what is all this buildup. And that's what just makes it such a lovable show. Like, they're being straight up. This is their life, and that's why we get so attached to them. And so every time it's a season finale, we're just, like, so sad. But I'll be locked in January when it comes back.
So will we. I cannot wait. So let's get into it, because so much freaking happened. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, this finale was insane. But let's start with Dana, Brett, and Max and their little love triangle. So ultimately, Dana pretty much, I think, ends up just saying, you know, I'm choosing myself, which I was very proud of her, because I hated the way that Max was talking to her at the Tom Tom 1 year anniversary party, saying, don't forget I hired you here. Like, what? I thought, like, you're talking about your personal relationship. Like, right. Why are you throwing work? And I don't know. It was just so upsetting. I hate him. I officially hate him.
Insecure.
I'll
start, because I'm over his ass, and I was the one that was for them at the beginning. But pretty much what it is when you think back of when they were building their relationship at the start of the season, to me, the way he was coming off to her was, like, authentic. Like, I'm tired of the scene. Like, we really vibe, we really click. So I'm always here for that someone maturing and then meeting someone that they feel that they can mature with. Yeah. But what we in turn got to really see is that he's extremely immature. He's a liar, bold-faced ass liar, because you can't even stand on your own. You want to sit here and act like you're I'm good off you. I'm good off you. Bro, clearly you're not, because you're bringing it up at a table of everyone else. You came and pressed Brett about why they kissed. Why would you act like you care? And then even if you're good off her, then you're not going to throw it in her face that I hired you because you're good off of her. Like, this doesn't matter to you. So when you mature a little bit in a few years, hopefully, you'll watch this back and see how much you look like a complete little ass boy, corny ass little ass boy, because you were trying to call her corny, like, oh, the way you're carrying yourself, like, that's corny to me. No, you're corny to me. You're at the photo shoot. You done had sex with at least one girl at every damn restaurant. At least it got about 8 damn restaurants. You done sliding that D all across from LA to Vegas. Then you want to sit here and come at her because she kissed somebody, one person, after she tried to give your bum ass a chance. You want to be throwing up, oh, I hired you. Who hired you, boo-boo? Because you're not, your name ain't Tom or Tom, and you're not getting an extension to another restaurant. So, calm it down. And we gave her that, like, period. Like, you're a lame. Like, you are seriously a lame. And at this point, you really need to grow up. Because Jack, Max rhymes with Jackson. If that's where you want to go, you see his 40-year-old ass is still depressed. So get it together. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. How come I've never heard the term I'm good? What is it? Good on you? Good off?
I'm good off by you.
Good off you. Yeah.
I've never heard it. What
is that? It's a thing. It's a thing. And he probably heard it, and that's where he's trying to be down. Like, he wanted to say that so bad. Because it's like an urban culture thing. So he wanted to say it so bad. Like, I'm good off you. I'm good off. Shut your ass up. We good off you. If I don't see you next season, I'm good. Okay.
I would be happy to see him not. Okay, so Dana, is that her name?
Season finale.
Still unsure, you guys.
She's so Dana, right?
Over, you know? She, like, I liked her in the end. I laughed at the crap she said in this episode. Loved when she said that she chose her. Love when he said, I don't like how you carry yourself. And she was like, I love how I carry myself. And I'm like, yes, get it. Because, I mean, she's done really nothing wrong in all of this, except for give him a chance, which he didn't deserve, because he was sleeping with that girl and he was wearing her, like, the shirt in the photo. So it's like, he was never actually serious about Dana. So I don't, like she said, like, he just doesn't want anybody to play with, like, his toys. Like, you know, people.
That was a good one when she said that too. I was like, "Ooh, girl, that's
that was really that is what it is." So I would like to see her back, but I'm all set on the both of them. Honestly, sorry guys.
Yeah, I feel like they won't be back. Call me crazy, but I kind of don't. I'm calling it here. I don't think they're going to be back, but I think Dana will obviously be back because they're positioning her as, like, the mini Stassi, you know, like the next gen. They have all of their scenes first, but I'm so done with this love triangle. So it would be great if it's not a repeat thing for next season. It seems like now we're done. She's choosing herself. I feel like the love triangle was for relevance. Like, they needed to have some newbies that were all screwing each other, and that was what this was, and that's why they started the whole episode with it every time. But I'm so glad it's done. I feel like you guys so perfectly summed it up. I do agree with you, Katie. She was making some good jokes this episode, like that he wants to fill his holes.
Yes.
Fill these other holes of the other women, you know. There were some good ones from Dana. But yeah, I mean, it was another one of the things that felt a little forced for me. The love triangle felt a little bit forced. I don't think Dana would have gone for these guys, to be honest. And I don't think, judging by what Sheena said, that Max would go for Dana because he's apparently into 5'5 brunette girls. So whatever. We're done with it.
We're done with it. And also the amount of times, like, even Max and Brett at Lisa's photo shoot, like, had another conversation about it. And I feel like we've been having the same damn conversation every week. So yes, Jane, I definitely agree with you. It felt so forced and I'm over it. And God, I hope it doesn't continue on to next season. I would rather see baby Sheena and her drama than like the Max and Brett love triangle.
Yes.
Over that. I was watching, I was so sad that the episode was over after I cried and wiped my tears, that I watched like a bunch of the after shows while I did my makeup. And Bo said, like, that it's not a love triangle, it's a love square. And, like, he explained, yes, like, all of his mathematics. And it was one of the funniest things I have ever seen. So I really enjoyed that. If you haven't seen that, you need to go watch the after shows. They're so great.
They're so great. Yes.
I needed to be watching these the whole damn time. I'm going to go back and just watch them so that I can just, like,
I kept fucking telling you, they're so good and insightful. I'm glad you watched it. And this week's after show for you know, like their after show has two parts. I only got halfway through the second part, so I need to finish that.
Is that on Bravo? It's on Bravo.
On their YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube. Probably on the app.
And their website has YouTube. Even more, I think.
Wow. Okay. I'm available.
Okay.
It's amazing. So let's get into Mr. Jax.
Oh my God.
I have no words for Jax, and I was really rooting for him.
I truly believe that, like, what he's like, I don't know what's happening in my brain. I think that he's, like, bipolar or something, yeah, like something, because we get these, like, really high highs and, like, these really low lows. So I feel like he really needs to see somebody. I mean, it's not my place to really judge it. Like, he's mm-hmm. a reality star on television, so, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, misstep, but it's just, like, mental health's like, it's important, and like, it's really sucks to struggle with it. And I understand. So if like, cause he's telling everyone, and like when he was talking to Lisa, and he's like, I just like, don't understand what's happening to me, which doesn't excuse all of the bullshit that he does, but he's like saying it. And he's like, I don't know how to like take care of my wife. And she's like, you just do it. He's like, mm-hmm. I don't know how. Like, that's where it's like something I think is like chemically going on in his brain.
And when he had said to Tom, I just broke down crying in the grocery store the other day. It's like, you know, he's letting people know that he has an issue, but I think at the same time, he doesn't even realize that he has an issue.
And they're calling him a victim, which in like a few cases, like, I didn't feel like that with this, because I felt like he was like, it's almost like he's like a cry for help. He's like, hey, right, like, I don't know what's going on, and it's terrifying, and I don't want to go back into my old ways, and I'm lashing mm-hmm. out again, but it's like, I'm crying, buying flowers, I'm la la la. He's like been through a lot. So like, he really needs to like work on himself and figure out like really what's going on.
Yeah. Cause it wasn't like he was even, you know, there was a difference from when James was going through his thing, and he would be like, my parents are getting divorced and my job this, and you know, like me. What Jax is doing, he's saying like, I'm married, I got my house, I'm healthy, what's wrong with me? And at the same time though, I can understand why from the cast, you know, we did see a lack of sympathy, because it's still just like, bro, you're grown, you're 40 years old, do the work you need to do to get yourself together at this point, more now than ever. You're married, and yes, you have a home, like you got responsibilities. Mm-hmm. But you know, when we were talking earlier in the season of him like slipping that he was taking the Adderall, what I was also seeing and thinking was, is this like a chemical imbalance from possibly, you know, doing a little too much? It. Yeah. Because, you know, when you, the downers can be serious. And if he's still possibly taking Adderall and then having these emotions, like what he's going through with the mental health, like you have to have a more natural way of getting through that. Just because it is a process. It is a process. It's a day-by-day process, and it's for the rest of your life. But at the same time, I can't sit here and say we need to feel more sorry for him. We do need to feel sorry for him, because I do think it's a mental health issue, but at the same time, he is too grown to be acting so immature. Like, even at the photo shoot, it's like, come on, man. Like, that's some teenager stuff. Like, always want to be the rebel. I never wear a shirt. And then, like, you think you're above the bartenders, but you're still a bartender after all these years. And you try to act like you're not affected. The same way he tries to act like he brings up about Tom and Ariana acting like they don't want to get married. You're acting like you don't want to be a business owner with Lisa, the way that the Toms were able to. And then you're still a bartender there. And then now your wife had to come back and start working there again. So you guys still both work there, and you're kind of seeing your friends pass you by. Maybe that's what's really triggering, but you have to be honest with yourself. That's the thing, is that you have to be honest with yourself. And when Tom said that, you know, being friends with Jax, it's like you're giving him like 70, 80%, and you very rarely get that much back. we've watched this man from season one. It is completely true. You have never really seen Jax, even to Brittany. You've never really seen him give anyone all of the emotion and care and affection that he wants to get from people in return. So I just think at this time, and then, sorry, I know I'm ranting, but it's like, and then to see the interviews he's done since then, and he's still throwing shots, I'm really interested to see the reunion. But at the same time, it's like, are we going to get to ever see Jax evolve fully? Because just proposing to Brittany after your father passed, that wasn't, we clearly see that wasn't it. So there needs to be something more there. Iyanla maybe needs to come in and fix his life. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
But this is serious business.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, like James and Raquel are ending up on top, but like we need that same kind of transformation from Jax, and we just like haven't seen it. And yeah. I am in the same boat. Like, I don't want to label somebody, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it because, I mean, as someone who knows a lot about mental health, like I feel like what we're watching is a manic episode, and like this is a cyclical cycle that occurs, and like Brittany's saying that he's sort of looking into getting help, but like I hope that that's true, because I don't think that we're gonna see the change until he really like seeks the medical help that he needs. Like, what we were watching this episode felt like it was like one notch below Kanye on TMZ, like screaming, you know, like it was just so much lashing out. And like, I do agree with the whole, like, I know that he's making himself the victim, because I think if you're in that place, like you don't really feel like you have control. So it's another one of those scenarios where like Lisa is playing therapist, where she's like, just take care of your wife. And it's like, well, he's literally off the rails. Like the train is off the track. And he doesn't know how. So I mean, I'm not defending Jax. I feel like last episode, he actually entertained me the most out of anybody last episode. And even though he was being a total asshole, like, and Twitter was going wild, I was like, at least he entertained me. But this episode was just like too much. And it was like, okay, this is actually insane. Also, Lit Method, like, did not, I'm sure they did not intend on having that sort of product placement, like being attached to a crazy wild Jax. It's like Pepsi with Kendall Jenner. They're like, never mind. Like, I have friends who work at the Lit Method, and they're probably like, damn, we dropped a lot of money on this. I'm like, we don't need that, you know? He's literally manic going to four classes in a row. Like, just pump the brakes and get some help.
I don't know, that was insane. And just like everybody said, I do think there's some mental health issues going on, and I don't like, again, not defending Jax, but even watching the after shows, the rest of the cast is kind of just saying like, oh, he's saying he has mental health issues. You can't like just not like brush someone off when they say that. It does not excuse his behavior at all, but I don't like the way that they're kind of insinuating that he's like lying or using it as an excuse.
But he did that to Ariana.
That's true. That wasn't right either. Yeah. Everyone's fucked up. Sorry.
It didn't seem real at all. I'm kind of with him on that. I was like,
everyone's fucked up. They're all messed up.
Question. Yeah, I have to. Archie is not here today, unfortunately, but he wanted us to share a message about Jax. So he says, how many years of Lisa reprimanding Jax at the season finale do we have to go through before we realize this man is literally a 40-year-old man who clearly has substance abuse issues and a child mentality? The fact that they continue to let him film, ugh. I think, I mean, Archie said
that
it, you know?
Part. Yeah, because have we ever seen Jax get the James treatment?
No.
Exactly. And I think because of how blacklisted James was from the crew, where they weren't inviting him to parties, he couldn't DJ anymore, it really made him do the work he had to do when he was losing all of his relationships. I don't think Tom and Ariana having a pool party on the side and Brittany getting into banters with her friends is enough for Jax to understand, I need to do a check. You know, like, if he's still able to work at Sir after all these years, then being, you know, rude at the damn photo shoot, it's like, you know, maybe Lisa is the one that has to step in on this.
Yeah, and it's not just like they are continuing to let him film. Like, he's like the highest paid person in the cast from what I've read. I mean, maybe it's all lies or changed, but he's the highest paid person in the cast. And most of the season was about his wedding. Like they're highly rewarding him for his behavior. Whereas you're right, they've iced out James in the past, and maybe that is what he needs to be able to change is to not be in the limelight and essentially rewarded for acting out.
His Twitter is a wild time lately. He tweets everything has like the purple cross and the purple heart, like literally everything. And like, he tweeted like, today's a great day to start being a good day. And I was like, sweet. So, you know, like maybe he got some medicine. He seems very, very happy.
We can only hope so.
Or Christ, because there's a lot of crosses.
He got Jesus. I hope so.
You know?
We can only hope so. Any thoughts on his conversation with Ariana? I just like,
girl, yes, that was a good read and that was a good walk off. And she served it to his ass and left him speechless, something that his wife should do more often, but she doesn't have the backbone to. And I loved every bit of it. You know, that's when, you know, the way Archie loves Katie, that's when I'm team Ariana sometimes, because Katie and Ariana, they're the two in the group and Lala that they're going to just give it to you. They're going to tell you straight up, no chaser, how it is, which is why I wish Sheena would have got the correct receipt right when she went to go spill them some tea, but she spilt it to the wrong person. Because I feel like Lala would have owned up to it when speaking to Ariana, and that would have been an interesting conversation. I love that back and forth, and it was just like a lead up to what was going to happen with Tom later in the episode. So they're clearly done, and now we see why Jax has been so shady to them in interviews, because those were the two that, you know, to me, I feel like they did what needed to be done. They were the sacrificial lamb in being like, somebody has to teach this guy a lesson. And they did. And it worked in a way.
Yeah. I loved Ariana's vibe and like the whole finale. She was totally killing it. And the way that she went in on Jax, it was perfect. Mwah, chef's kiss. Loved it. It was so funny. The part, I have to mention the part where Brittany, when she was chatting with all the girls, she was like, well, at the end of the day, He's my husband. Y'all need to have some respect. It's like, that's not how it works. Just because you're married to someone.
Right.
That sounds like some Kentucky like thing to say.
Super Kentucky.
That happened for the whole first half of the season. Like, now let people throw some shade.
And she's completely enabling him. And I don't think she's being a good wife. Yes, we love Brittany. She's so nice, so sweet. But she needs to do something because she's the closest person to him. She needs to help him, sort of like Raquel. Not that it's their responsibility, but Raquel has been a very positive influence in James's life. She's not sitting there being a pushover and just, you know, giving James a pass. And I think Brittany needs to step up, stop defending him.
I do think it's a form of your responsibility when you are in a marriage, like you are that one to carry that burden. And to be out here arguing with people that it's not their fault. It's your husband's fault. And what's going to start to happen is she's going to alienate herself. Because if Jax is continuing to be an asshole, people are going to talk about it regardless. But if now we know we have to be super secretive or careful how we're talking around you because your husband is the topic of discussion once again, then we're not going to really want to have you around when we want to have real conversation, you know? So it's like, it would be unfortunate to see that happen. And I really hope, I don't know, because I just don't see it. We saw Brittany's family on this show. I just don't see them being the ones to be like, Brittany, you need to tell Jax to buckle down. I agree.
Overall, though, the Tom and Jax breakup was very sad. They were both like, looked like they wanted to cry. I started crying at that point. I don't know. Any last thoughts? Any hope? Do we think they're ever going to be friends, guys?
I do. They have too much history. Like, they literally lived in Miami together, moved to LA together. Like, they go way, way back. But I get it with Tom because it's like, you could tell that Tom's like, he's not super confrontational. And it's just been years and years of him just like being the bigger person, and he's finally just like, no. And sometimes that's what you have to do. And what I could see happening is if more people are picking sides and choose to pick Tom's side, which I see happening because he's the owner in TomTom, Jax is going to start to feel alienated like James felt. And then he'll be the one to come around and apologize like Stassi did, which he, you know, like you have to give them the cold shoulder in order for someone to learn. And I'm hoping that starts to happen next season because Jax has to get it together.
Definitely. Katie, Jane?
Either of you? I'm good on this one.
Yeah. Good off, Jane.
I think they'll get back together as friends if Jax gets help. But other than that, whatever. Jax has done enough to Tom that I can't believe they're still friends. So they're not anymore. And that's fine.
Yeah.
We're going to give a purple cross to Jax.
Throw up a purple cross.
I love it. The last thing I'll say is I just think a lot of his animosity towards Tom Sandoval has to do with, you know, him opening up TomTom and having all this success. Meanwhile, Jax is still bartending at Sir. I think he's a very jealous person, which is so gross.
Because if you think about it, just my last thing, him and Tom Sandoval, they had the history, right? And then they started, was Jax even probably working there first or whatever? They started working there at the same time. So now Jax is Tom's the owner. Then the other Tom couldn't even bartend. He had a panic attack at one point back in the day. And now they're both owners over Jax. Jax is pissed. And it bothers him.
Yeah.
It bothers him. And he gets angry about it and acts like a child because that's what it is.
That's so what true. It is. All right. So before we move on, we have to thank you so much for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We could not do this without you. I'm sorry we don't have a live stream today, but I know you guys will be so active in the comments like you are every week. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, comment, give us a thumbs up. And if you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars, leave us a rating. We'll love you forever. And we'll be here next season. Hopefully there is a next season. We'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, wherever you are, get involved in the conversation. And now let's talk about the TomTom party. I know we touched on certain things that happened, but I want to start off with Kara. Is it Kara or Kara?
Yeah.
Kara. Baby Sheena.
Kara.
Little baby Sheena. All right.
Was she the one that got into the tiff with the other girl? Because I couldn't. Danica. I'm like, they all look alike at this point, and I just can't even.
Danica.
Okay. Danica, right. Okay.
That was the most random thing I have ever witnessed.
I didn't know what was happening because I was working out while I was watching it. So at one point I looked down and when I looked back up, they were already fighting. I was like, wait, what did I miss? Like, I did see the part where she was like getting in their face, but then I heard, and you pushed me. I was like, wait, what did I miss? Who pushed who? It just all happened.
Stassi and Ariana are having a conversation about what Sheena told Ariana, or was it?
I think it was about the house Rainforest. Shade, right?
Yes, it was the house shade and the furniture shade and whatever. Yeah. And baby Sheena was like on their shoulder, like a little roach. I don't freaking know. And Danica got so pissed. Meanwhile, Ariana and Stassi are still like having their conversation, not a fucking much care in the world. And Danica's losing her mind.
Ends up crying in the end and shoving her.
She got kicked out.
Once again, that's all that happened to this girl all season. The season started, we just knew she was suspended for fighting a boyfriend. Later, we see her getting into another argument with someone else. Then the season ends with you trying to fight a girl.
Go to therapy with Jax.
Yes.
Yeah. She was like, this is my moment. This is my last opportunity to like get some camera time. I'm going to like take a hold of this, take the reins, and I love her for it.
This was the equivalent of photobombing a scene. Like, she fully sabotaged this scene, and she, remember she creeped in with her, like, little head, and she goes, I love your OOTD in the hair. Just stop me. It was so creepy. And then they did actually, I remember they did get tipped about it because like Stassi was like, no, everything's not fine, actually. And then I loved when Danica jumped in. I thought it was epic, like looking at her across the bar, like with the devil eyes, and then just swooping in. It was like, she crashed. crashed the scene on the girl who crashed the scene. Like, yes. That's all a big mess, you know? But
it's a whole hot mess.
I loved this Danica moment, and a lot of people on Twitter were like, how could they be hiding this queen from us who's like ready to jump in and just give us the drama, you know?
And that queen.
Yes. This was like a true like moment for Danica to thrive. And I feel like it instilled a lot of hope in people for like whatever this next season is going to be. Like the newbies are really going to bring it, I think. I feel that way. I hope so Kara good. Is not a part of it. I hope there's not a Vegas spinoff.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and after this aired, obviously, Kara, whoever,
Kara.
took to Twitter. First of all, why do we need a third Sheena? It's like, we right. just need a backup plan of the backup plan. Like,
yeah, whatever. It's too much.
So, wait, she's a different version of Sheena, though. Like, she's literally the Black Mirror version, because it's like, the way she acted at the Tom thing, Sheena would never. We know Sheena's a hot mess, but she would never go to that level. So,
no.
If this is what we can expect, are we not here for it? Because I kind of am.
Yeah, I would.
She's so creepy. Did you see her smiling? People that are the craziest are the ones that smile at you when you are yelling at them.
Yes.
Those people are insane.
I do that. I literally smile because I know it's going to piss them off. So I'm just like.
That's the type that like is crying and shaking and trembling. Like, I can't. That is so scary to me. That's terrifying.
It wasn't even such a big space.
That last night on Twitter, Kara and Dana got in a Twitter war over who's thirstier.
Oh, and my God.
Kara was like attacking Dana and being like, you're thirsty for like hooking up with Max. And Dana was like, bitch, please, you crashed a scene. Like, get out of here. Yeah. I don't know. You guys should go find it on Twitter.
And Kara was even trying to talk to Max at TomTom, and he wasn't even looking at her. Yes. He was just like, yeah, sure.
She wants to be on TV so bad, but it's
so
like
bad. The thirst.
But that's who Lisa likes to hire. Let's not sit here and act like from day one, like she doesn't hire hot people who want to be on TV.
Yeah. I thought that it
was Fala, who doesn't work there anymore. Like, let's talk about all the people who were at this damn photo shoot that didn't even work there anymore.
Vanderpump Dogs.
Yeah, now she's Vanderpump Dogs. I was like, hold on now. This is
I like when she said to Lala, she was like, here, you can hold one of the Vanderpump Dogs. Like, it was a privilege.
And
Lala's like squatting down on the floor holding this cotton ball.
That is
it was very awkward because you could tell Lisa didn't want to hold it anymore. She, you can hold my precious gem of a diamond dog.
Yes, here you go.
Lala's just like, hey,
camera
time. Oh my God.
But now that we're on to Lala, I do want to talk. First of all, I love Randall. And I know he's just like super busy, like being an actual like honcho, but or is it honcho? Honcho?
I don't
Whatever.
Know.
Hollywood honcho. Anyways. But I just really would love if he was more on the show. Cause I actually do like watching them.
Yeah.
But whatever. Now, whatever, they have a nice house. We get it. She moved in. That's great. Can we just talk about the fact that she was the one to throw the shade and Sheena's dumb ass got that completely, ladies, now that it's ladies night, but Archie would be honest too. When you hear some crazy shady tea, do you forget who said the tea? No, you always remember who threw the shade.
Yeah.
How does Sheena get that wrong? That goes back to what I feel from day one. Sheena has always had it out for Stassi because when Stassi had it out for her. And it was like, you just wanted it to be Stassi who said it. And it really wasn't. And the fact that she caused that back and forth and was like, well, you said it. And it's like, and then the cameras had to prove it. I cannot wait for the reunion.
When Sheena is a trip.
That we still get like flashbacks and like the whole same thing. Cause like with Atlanta, we didn't really get that with that reunion. So I'm still hoping it has the same like you're wrong effect. That's my favorite part of the Vanderpump reunion. So
yeah,
this boss.
You guys, fingers crossed.
Read the reunion because I chatted with Raquel for AfterBuzz and I asked her about how the reunion was and she said I'm a little worried about this reunion to be honest because I asked her kind of like how it was structured since there's like 18 of them and she said that Andy basically was just like throwing out questions, and it wasn't necessarily like directed at someone. It was like just like general questions. So they had to like jump in and answer. So I'm like, we're not going to get any answers from Charlie. Like, you know, like there's just people who are not going to be able to get a word in. Yeah. And I don't know how they're going to like manage that on Zoom. So hopefully it's like, I also heard on a podcast that like Stassi said like a lot of shit like came out of the woodwork for this reunion. So I think there will be a lot of tea, but it's one of those where it's like they're jumping to like answer.
Well, he got to practice with the Housewives reunion. I think he's doing a great job with that. And I would hope that he was able to kind of steer the questions to the people that like when it's a particular storyline, don't let Kada have anything to say because she wants to talk, you know, like gear it in on who
he's there. I can't.
I haven't watched any reunions on Bravo, but I really hope Andy like knows how to structure it. If not, guys, come here. We'll do a reunion. We'll do the whole thing. It'll be very organized. Won't let you down.
Yeah. I hope it's multiple parts. That's like my one wish, because the Summer House one was 30 minutes and that was too short, and their cast is like half the size.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope so. We got to move on to Kristen and Stassi, which this breakup felt like the end all be all, like no going back. Dunzo, which is a WeHo Dunzo. Thoughts?
I still feel bad for Kristen. I still feel bad for the whole way that it went down. I just wish that it had ended differently. And like, I know that she can like be hard to deal with, but so can Stassi and Katie. So I just don't understand why they get to choose that she's, I mean, I don't know. Yes.
You know, I'm seeing Stassi. I love Stassi. That's my girl. No, Kristen's wrong. And the reason she's wrong is because she still can't own her shit. Stassi always owns her shit. Let's not take out that when Stassi went on her apology tour, she literally admitted what she did wrong, apologized to everyone that she needed to apologize to. Kristen is like Jax. And I swear I was like seeing everything in full circle. Like, yo, this is why y'all two ruined everything from the start.
Jax said that in the after show too. He said Kristen and I are very like, he said what you just said,
because when they were having the conversation and they were, and you could tell Katie and Stassi, they were like, all right, this is the last hurrah, we're gonna try one more time. They're like, Kristen, you got mad at us for not supporting you during a breakup with Carter, but you're back with Carter. And it's like, yeah, but so what, but you do it all the time, but didn't this happen with, it's like, again, Kristen, all you have to say is, guys, you know, sometimes I'm super dramatic and over the top and I was wrong and I'm sorry. Can we move forward? That's literally all that really needs to happen from Kristen's part, because to me, Kristen is the one in the wrong, because, and look, Kristen's not even with Carter anymore. So it's like, you ended your whole friendship. And it was like, to me, I just feel like, again, because, you know, I always bring it up. Girl, you slept with her man, with your man in the other room. Like, you always have to be the bigger person. And the fact that Stassi and Katie are constantly trying, at least still trying, and then we saw it again in this episode, because remember, I was still team Kristen at first because I felt like they were being too hard on her. But then when you could see her to their face, still be wrong and strong. I do not like wrong and strong people. Always own your shit. And then at least if the person doesn't respect you owning your shit, now they're wrong. It's like, look, I spoke my piece. But Kristen, you can't even do that. So no, you're wrong. And I do think that Stassi and Katie should move forward and continue to level up. Katie's already married. They got a house. Stassi is about to get married, got her house. Kristen got a house too, but you don't got the ring yet. And figure your stuff out, because you're the one messing up your friendships the same way. That's why I loved when they played those conversations consecutively, because what Stassi was saying to Kristen, it's like it needed to also resonate to Jax.
Yeah.
Because guys, you got to do the work with yourself, or you're going to continue to sabotage all of your relationships. And that's that's a Fendi fact. Okay.
Thanks for the Nikki reference.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jane, are you team Kristen or Stassi? Or
I am floating in the middle, because I would have been team Stassi and Katie. However, I am very easily manipulated by an edit. Even though I didn't fall for the Sheena edit. I love Sheena even more this season than ever. But Kristen's pity edit got to me a little bit, and I started to really feel bad for her. because I always used to go back to the, like, yeah, she slept with your mans in the other room when you were there. Like, and I still reference that to defend Stassi, but at the same time, like, she was the only person who took Stassi in when Stassi came back for her apology tour. And there is something to that. I think there is a level of toxicity to Kristen's Demeter, and I don't think that she's owning up to stuff. But that said, like, if you're on this show, like, I don't think that they needed to, like, cut every single tie. Maybe they don't want to work with her. Maybe they don't want to have her at every party. But, like, I think that the way that they went about, like, cutting her off was very mean girl. I don't think they need to be best friends. I don't think Kristen's learned from all her mistakes. Yeah. But, like, at the same time, like, in a sense, you're kind of coworkers, and, like, the way that you're treating her, it's, like, it's as if Kristen has never done anything for Stassi. You know what I mean? Like, the reason that she's at this level is because Kristen let her back in and, like, welcomed her. And now it seems like she's just, like, leaving her in the dust and, like, tainting her name in the process. And that I'm, like, not about. So I'm kind of, like, thank God they gave her a little bit of a pity edit so that people can still be on her side and, like, buy her book. You know? But, like, I don't know. So I'm not really on anyone's team because, like, I do love Stassi, but I think that just, like, in quarantine for whatever reason, like, I'm jealous of her house and I think she's doing really well. And like, she's just being mean to people. And, like, I don't know. Like, I still love Stassi, especially, I know 1211, you're listening and you stan Stassi and I love you. So don't get me twisted, but I don't think I'm taking a side on this because I see both sides and whatever.
I'm team friendship.
Yeah, I don't think they need to, like,
truly,
like, burn their history with each other, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but, like, when you called her a mean girl for cutting her off, I was like, damn, I'm a mean girl, then this must be why I resonate with Stassi so much, because, like, I legit, like, I'll have been friends with someone for a long time, and it's like, once you really cross that line, and I know it, what are we gonna do? And that's the one thing I feel with this whole Vanderpump thing. The only reason that they really even deal with each other is because of the cameras. Because it's like, is there really a solid friendship there? Do I really trust you after the things that have been said and done? Is it really real? Is it really genuine? And especially you have to ask that when every time a little bit of thing can happen, it blows up. Real friends don't argue and banter like that all the time. And I just feel like there's nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong to cut the bitch off. Like, you gotta, cut a bitch off.
Stassi's a real friend. Like, for example, she's talking, they're house hunting, right? And she's talking about Katie, her best friend, best friend, talking about, I don't want to live in the hill, but, like, if my best friend threw shade at me like that on TV, that would be a problem. Yes. Like, I don't think any of them are, like,
what is wrong, like, with the inside of someone's house looking like Mendocino Farms? Like, that's a great restaurant.
I love Mendocino Farms.
I honestly, when Stassi said that, y'all know I brought it up earlier, like, so shady and so Stassi at the same time. Like, it's like, girl, you're still you. It don't matter. You got the podcast, the book. Like, you are still a little spoiled bitchy bitch.
Yeah.
But you know who's not? James. And I love that we got to see his mom. I know we're almost running out of time, but we have to touch on this because his mom looked incredible.
Yes.
Compared to, like, how we've seen her in the past. She's 6 months sober. She beat cancer. Yeah. And they're just, like, bawling over their sobriety. I was, like, bawling my eyes out. I don't know. It was so nice.
That touched my heart.
Yeah.
It really, really
it's
did.
Really, it's so good to see him. Like, he looks really good. And we know that he got See You Next Tuesday back because it started just before quarantine. So I'm sure quarantine sucks for him, though, being sober and, like, not being able to do, like, a ton of stuff. So, like, I'm sure that that sucks and, like, that he...
I hope that anyone watching this, you know, like, Lala and James, I really hope it really inspired you. Because if you're battling any kind of substance abuse, just to kind of really see James do the work and bounce back, that's what can happen. You know, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be hard. You're going to have those days where it's just, you feel super depressed, but it's like, just keep waking up. And that's it. Just keep waking up. And I'm saying this to, like, my younger brother. I'm saying this to anyone that, because it's lifelong, you know, And there's some people that we don't have here today because they didn't make it. So just keep trying every single day. Even if you have a bad day, wake up the next day. Just, that's it. Just keep waking up. That's it.
I'm crying.
I know. Oh, no, it's serious. That shit is real. Sorry.
It's so real.
It's real.
It's so good. And I just like, it's so beautiful to at least see this as part of it. Cause we saw so many friendships die and yet we were seeing a relationship truly thrive and relationships between friends mend, because James, you know, there was a point when people were against him for everything he was saying and doing. And now he was able throughout the season to make amends to people as part of his program and like really come out on top. And like, just seeing how him and Raquel are in quarantine, where she's like decking out his studio and literally being his muse for his Jungle of Light EP. He said like she was the angel that like allowed him to get to this place. Like, it's so cute to me.
Yes.
It's such gold. And when I talked to her too, I was like, did you have prior experience dealing with sobriety, or like had anyone in your life gone through this? And she was like, no. I was like, girl, she figured this all out on her own for her man, like, and is so patient and understanding. Like, I just love it so much. And the glow up is real. And
glow
like,
up's real.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see them get engaged next season. And then Kristen lose her shit, because now everybody's going to be like married before her.
Definitely.
Like, except for Tom. Because I was going to say, like, her two of her ex-boyfriends. But, yeah, Tom's, we know.
But Tom's still happy.
Yeah.
Happier than,
we guess,
her.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got to give our pumptinis for the whole season, guys. So think really hard about who your pumptini goes to. I don't know. It's a tough one. I feel like there's one obvious answer. I'm not going to go with that one. I'm going to go with someone else. But who wants to go first? Is anyone ready?
You should have texted me this. This is heavy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, for the season? Okay, I guess
we
for the season.
We always do this.
I know. I guess for the season, I'm still going to stick with my girl Stassi, just because, like, she is my favorite. She is a bitch, but I get it because I'm a bitch too. And it's like she's honest. Like, real bitches,
not
we keep it real. We own it. We own it when we're wrong. All of that. And I think, you know, she'll get confronted about stuff and she'll own it or whatever, but I'm team Stassi. She is, to me, the most, she has the best glow up. Like, I'm sorry. Like, so I'm still here for Stassi, seeing her get the ring. She's about to have a bomb ass wedding. You know, her wedding's going to be better than everyone's, since she's making sure her home is. And that's who my season pumptini goes to, is Stassi. Team Stassi.
Nice.
Yeah. I was able to figure it out. I think that, and we didn't see him a lot this season. Like, we only saw him like twice, but dog, for sure, I think.
His bitch.
I have fucking thought about this dead lizard every day since they brought him onto the show. So in my heart, I'm pouring a little one out
for dog. That's honestly what I said when Jackson and Tom broke up. I was like, RIP dog.
Yeah, I just gotta give it to
dog. Because I can't say dog the same anymore. Like, now I say dog.
Dog.
Right?
Oh my God.
I am having such a hard time choosing, but at the end of the day, I have to give my pumptini mocktail to Raquel and James and Graham Cracker. They are just the winners of the season. They carried it home strong. Honorable mention to the newbies, because I feel like we didn't get to see enough of their actual stories. Like, I feel like I came around by the end of the season and I'm like, you know what? I think that there's a lot to unearth here. And I think they got a bad rap in the beginning. And I think with a little bit less scripting and a little less control from our puppeteer, Miss LVP, we could really have some good stuff. And Danica showed us that at the end here. So
true.
They get a little honorable shot.
Yeah.
True. I have to give mine to Tom Schwartz, because everybody knows I love him and I'm obsessed with him. But this season, he stuck up for Katie like a few times. And I really love seeing him do that. In past seasons, he's you know, kind of let people just argue with her and not really been like that man, like husband figure that I wanted to see, but he really stuck by his wife this season. And I love that. I love to see him do that. And he's just such a sweetheart. I just can't even, I love him so much. We have to get into some news, Droslyn.
Yes. So just quick news on Stassi and Bo, because we did see Bo hilariously admitting that he does not have the funds to put down on like a multi-million-dollar home that Stassi wants. So Stassi actually did pay. So they got a home. And Stassi covered their $1.7 million down payment. And she just talked about it pretty much just, and, you know, she knows that she's more of a breadwinner. Bo does have his own job and career and makes decent money. But Stassi was also the one that was very particular. This was a video. She did a video interview.
Yeah.
Stassi was the one that was very particular in how she wanted the home designed and how they were going to do the rooms. And so she also felt like it was just fair that she put down the payment in. Girl, ain't nothing wrong with that, being a boss, babe. Okay, that's right.
Got it.
So now, there they go. Thanks, so Ryan. So we're really excited to see their wedding. But now moving on to Jax and his shade towards, it wasn't like super shade, it was just Jax, you know, being Jax with the cross, purple cross Jax. And so it started, first we have a tweet actually from Kristen, because someone said, I don't see where the show can go from here. Too many broken friendships with very little chance of mending them. And Kristen goes, don't give up on us just yet. So then Jax responds and says, Brittany and I, as well as the rest of the cast, shot so much fun footage that never aired. All they want to see is arguing. Really sad they didn't show any of that this season. Wasted so much time on pointless in-the-moment fighting. Then when someone said, the original cast of Vanderpump Rules are the best, they better be in next season. I cannot watch the newbies. Jax thanked them. And then he said, just for the record, the OG cast does not argue like this anymore. I don't know what happened this season. I personally think there are just too many people on the show, too many storylines to follow. So things didn't make a lot of sense, in my opinion. And I guess Jax has opinion, because as we saw in this episode where he said to Lisa, this is just not a effing television show, Lisa. These are my true friends. This is why my show is successful.
He said that.
Yes. Okay.
What? No, sweetie.
Yes, he did. No.
She checked him real quick.
Real fast. I could not believe he said, it's called Vanderpump Rules, Jax.
Is that it for news?
That's it for news. I'm so, I have to be back next season because this is my favorite show.
Oh, definitely. Quick predictions, guys. I know we're running out of time. I'm sorry, but we have to get into predictions because, God, we don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot. I know, Katie, you have a lot of speculations about next season.
Yeah, I feel like there's just going to be a lot of breakup, whether it's like different shows, spinoffs, wedding spinoffs, Vegas, Garden. They're gonna like do something, but if none of the OG cast is in it, I'm literally not gonna watch it because I cannot watch another Gaina Max triangle again. I don't have it in me. I would rather watch The Bachelor. Like I can't do it. So no. So yeah, I think that there will just be like some divide. It'll be different, but we always have season one through, you know, whatever to watch to
rewatch get back to
good stuff.
Jane.
Okay. I think that Vanderpump Rules is going to be led by Raquel and James and the newbies. I think that that was the reason for this awkward season of 18 people, and that now they're going to carry the torch with Tom and Tom looking over them and some cameos from Sheena and all of them. LVP is still going to be involved. I think people are speculating about a Vegas spinoff, but I don't think that it's going to happen. If anything, Kara's going to fly here and get her ass into TomTom because she's thirsty. Mm-hmm. I think that the Valley Village crew plus Sheena, Stassi are maybe going to do their own little spinoff, but definitely what I think is going to happen is that Stassi and Bo, who are the special heroes in the edit, have been positioned that way so that they can helm their own show, whatever that may be. And that is my prediction for next year.
Love it.
Wow.
I mean, I hope none of that happens.
I think that's
too.
Because, yeah, I'm not here for the newbies either. What I do think, I think that this season was a tester. So they were testing how we reacted to the newbies. And I think you, even from the tweets, people aren't feeling it. So I think they are going to have to incorporate more of the OGs into next season. They are going to incorporate more of the newbies, but we're still going to see the OGs. And what we're going to see, I'm hoping and I'm predicting, like we were saying, Tom and Ariana, they got to clean their house and issues that they have going on. It's not really going to be a pinpoint on other people. And we're probably going to see Jax get the blacklist that he needs so that he can do the change. Those are my predictions for next season.
In my naive little heart, I want everything to stay the same. Nobody goes anywhere. I don't want any spinoffs. I just want Vanderpump Rules, and that's it. But who knows? we will see. Guys, I guess I'll see you for the reunion. Yes. I don't know when that's going to be. I think it's next week. But for now, that's it for this season. You can follow me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Thank you so much for watching. And Jerosalyn, where can they find you?
At Jerosalyn Diva, Jerosalyn Diva, Instagram, TikTok, Jerosalyn Diva 08 on Twitter.
Jane?
Yay, I'm Jane. You can find me at Jane Johnson, JOHNSEN _ on Instagram. I'm on TikTok, YouTube, you know, Twitter, all that stuff. So find me there.
And you can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast, See You Next Tuesday, where I talk a lot about Bravo and sex, and it's a really fun time. So come on over. I would love to talk to you. Because I get so many like DMs from people who watch this show. Then they give me like Vanderpump news. Like some girl sent me a video of Jack supposedly doing coke right before his wedding. And I was like,
that's nice. I just wanted to plug one more to check out my show on YouTube, Make a Statement. Rivette is in it and she looks super cute. It's on YouTube, Make a Statement. Episode 1 is Single in Quarantine. Stay tuned for episode 2 on Clout Chasers.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of all of you. I love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Love you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.